And you might, sometimes a woman wears a watch or a what around her wrist.
Bracelet.
Okay. And if you had some glass beads, or not pearls really, but beads that were made out of glass or berries or something, you'd say that you have a what of beads?
String of beads.
Okay. And what is it that men used to wear to hold their pants up when they didn't wear a belt?
Gasses.
Mm-hmm.
Or suspenders.
Either one, right.
Either one's right.
Did you ever hear anybody call them braces?
No, I never did.
I heard it for the first time the other day. A friend of mine used the word braces, but he's from up north somewhere, and I guess maybe that's what they call them.
Yeah, it must be, because I've never heard it down here. Nothing but suspenders and galluses.
What about something, if it's raining, you might have a thing that you open up over your head to keep
parasol.
Okay. Do you ever get called anything other than a parasol? Do you ever get called an umbrella or anything?
Yeah, I've heard it called an umbrella.
Okay.
But a parasol, I reckon it'd be the proper name to use. And suspenders would be the proper name to use for suspenders, I guess.
Well, some people
calls them galluses, but that's just a slang word the way I look at it.
Well, some people say that galluses are the ones that button onto the pants, and that suspenders are the ones that clamp on.
I don't know the difference.
What about if you're making up the bed, the last thing that you put over the bed would be what?
The bedspread.
Okay. And let's see. What about a big pillow? A big long pillow on the
That'd
bed.
Be a bolster.
Okay, does it go halfway across?
No, it's supposed to go plumb across the bed.
Okay. And you said a minute ago that you were working on a quilt. Have you ever heard of it called, or is a quilt the same thing as a comfort, or?
No, they're not.
What's
a comfort? Well, a comfort is thicker and, you know.
It's all one material, isn't it?
One material and tucked. You know, tucked about. It's not quilted like a quilt is.
We used to have one that was made out of satin, and we couldn't ever use it because it'd slide off the bed.
I know it. That satin just slides off on the floor, and you can't keep it on the bed or nothing. You can't keep it nowhere much.
I think the best quilt we ever had was made out of old scraps of velvet. And it was a good warm quilt.
Yeah.
The only trouble with it was it collected dust.
It
was hard to get it dusted off.
Yeah, I know. Well, my quilt that I've been piecing on is just prints, you know.
Well, that's velvet would seem to me to be so hard to try to stitch.
I know it is hard to stitch with.
What about if you have a house full of company and you don't have enough beds to go around, somebody might have to sleep on a what on the floor?
Pallet.
Okay.
Pallet on the floor.
Right. There's an old song my granddad used to sing, I think, called Make Me a Pallet on the Floor, or something like that.
I've had to sleep on the floor lots of times.
Yeah, that's when they used to stack up quilts and everything.
Oh, yeah.
What about land that's real rich? You might say, well, we ought to get a good crop there. The ground is very
rich.
Okay. Do you ever use the term fertile or hear the term fertile?
Yeah, fertile,
okay.
Or rich.
What is bottom land?
Well, that's down on the creek banks, you know, down on the next to the creek.
Oh,
that's bottom land. And boy, does it make stuff.
Ooh. Yeah, that's good growing land.
We used to have some corn down on in the bottoms that way, and I raised some of the finest beans down there. I just thought.
What is a meadow?
Meadow.
Is that the same thing as a pasture?
I guess it is. Yes, it would be called the same thing.
Okay.